The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Do You Wish to Continue by Christine Entwistle.
Hello?
Miss Fell?
Who's calling, please?
My name's Carol.
I don't know any Carols.
No, we've never met.
I'm not buying anything.
I'm not from a call centre.
I don't care where you're from.
Your GP got in touch with us to assess your compatibility for cognitive behavioural therapy.
Oh, all right. Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Sorry about that. I get a lot of calls from India.
Not to worry. Is that a radio I can hear?
I can't turn it off.
Is it stuck?
What?
The radio.
No, I mean, I find it hard to...
Not a problem. I can hear you well enough.
I'll turn it down a bit. There.
Lovely. It's nice to have the company.
What?
The radio.
Oh, thought you meant me.
No. Well, yes. I mean, so, shall I call you Deborah or Miss Fell?
Deborah's fine.
Fell's an unusual surname.
It is, yeah.
Like went or leapt or... So, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Does that sound okay?
Fine.
Great. First of all, how many days over the past 2 weeks have you been affected by the following problems? 0 means not at all. 1 means several days. 2 means... Do you need to write this down?
No.
Okay. 2 means more than half a day, and 3 means nearly every day. Right. So, how often have you been bothered by little interest or pleasure in doing things?
3.
Lovely. That's nearly all the days.
All the days.
Feeling down, depressed or hopeless?
3.
Trouble falling or staying asleep or sleeping too much?
3.
Feeling tired or having little energy?
3.
Poor appetite or overeating?
3.
Feeling bad about yourself or that you are a failure or have let people down?
3.
Thought that you would be better off dead?
3.
Gosh, you're scoring very highly on these.
Thank you.
And finally, in this section, becoming easily annoyed or irritable.
Is there a 4?
No, sorry. Only goes up to 3.
3.
Okay then, Deborah. We're nearly there. The next section is about safety. Please choose a number from 0 to 4.
So there's a 4 now?
There is, yes.
Suddenly there's a 4?
There is.
Right.
Please choose a number from 0 to 4 to show how much you've experienced the following over the last 2 weeks. 0 being not at all and 4 being most of the time. I have been physically violent to others.
0.
Oh, that's good.
It could change.
Fingers crossed. I have thought of hurting myself.
4.
I have made plans to end my life.
0.
Excellent. I have threatened or intimidated another person.
2 or 3? 3. No, 2.
Is 2 your final answer?
2 is my final answer.
I have thought it would be better if I were dead.
Haven't we already covered this and I gave you a 3?
That was a section to assess your depression. This is a section to assess your safety.
I'm going to say 4, even though I said 3 in the other section.
The other section only went up to 3.
I know.
This section goes up to 4.
I know.
So you're going with 4, despite the 3 in the other section?
I'm not sure it's me that's being illogical here.
4, then. And finally, for this section, I have hurt myself physically or taken dangerous risks with my health.
Does that mean sort of drugs and alcohol and cigarettes, binging on... biscuits, or is it more like carving the word hate into me forehead?
Well, all of them, really. Maybe not the biscuits.
Sugar's a killer?
I suppose it can be.
Did you know that diabetes costs the NHS over £10 billion a year?
No.
Most of it caused by obesity. Maybe if they dropped the price of fags and let all the fat people smoke, they wouldn't eat so much.
I don't think they're talking about sugar or smoking here necessarily. The alcohol and drugs would probably count. And the cutting.
I haven't done any cutting.
But you carved the word hate.
I was just using it as an example.
Oh, good. I thought, it's my first day.
Is it?
Yeah. I get really nervous on the phone.
You can't tell.
No, well, I'm good at covering things up. You're not supposed to cover things up, are you? It's not good for you.
So they say.
I split up with my boyfriend last week. Sorry, it's just...
It's fine. Carry on.
He says he doesn't love me anymore.
I meant with the questionnaire.
Oh. So, let's say zero for that last one, and I'll just tot you up. Okay, Deborah, you've scored very highly.
Good? Is that good?
It means you're most probably going to qualify for help from one of the NHS CBT counsellors at your local surgery. So that's good.
It is good. What do we do now, then?
Your surgery will be in touch as soon as the therapist becomes available. Hopefully that won't be too long. In the meantime...
I'll just sit tight.
You sit tight. It was nice to talk to you, Deborah. I'm sorry about the boyfriend thing.
So am I.
I'm trying to remember if there was a time when I didn't feel like this, but I can't. Or there wasn't. Perhaps I was robbed when I was born, or cursed at the christening, like in Sleeping Beauty where the bad fairy turns up late. I curse this baby, but just a bit. She won't die, but she will live a long and fruitless life. She will have all the wrong boyfriends, and this will eventually create a feeling of repetition and pointlessness that will eat away at the very core of her childhood notions of love. She will prefer animals to humans, and this will bring her as much sorrow as it does joy. She will look at other people and wonder why they are laughing. She will hear fireworks in the distance, but she will rarely be in the right place to see them. She will let the phone ring. She will not answer the door. She will be inarticulate in shops. She will be afraid of the small things most people are unafraid of, but have no fear of the big things like illness and death. She will watch a lot of cartoons.
Telesales. No. Telesales. Temporary gallery assistant. Ah. We are looking for a good team player with excellent communication skills and a personable manner. There's a surprise. Dear Charlie B Gallery, I'm not a team player. I never have been. I've always hated team sports, for instance, and consider them a thinly disguised opportunity to persecute the weak. I am a lone wolf. Are you recruiting any of those? P.S. As you can see, however, I do have excellent communication skills and a personable manner. Hiya, Dad.
We've been watching the weather, and it's going to be very rainy in London, so...
It's not raining now.
But it will do, so just be careful.
I live on the fourth floor.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Job application.
What for?
Oh, no.
What?
I've sent it off.
Good for you.
You shouldn't have distracted me.
It'll be fine.
I said it was a lone wolf.
Oh. What job are you applying for?
Gallery assistant.
Oh, what's that got to do with wolves?
Absolutely nothing.
Gallery assistant, eh? Oh, what do they do?
You know, if you go into a gallery...
Not really.
To an art exhibition or a museum or something.
Oh, all right.
And there are people who stand in the rooms with the exhibits to stop you scribbling on things.
Security guard?
No, not the security guards. They just do security.
Oh.
The gallery assistants are more sort of... They talk to the public and help out with other stuff.
More like a tour guide.
I'd best get on with it, Dad. See if I can salvage anything after that email. Maybe I could pretend I was someone else.
Your mum says don't forget to send a card to Auntie Margaret.
How is she?
Confused. She keeps thinking I've come in fancy dress.
Oh.
And that she supports Man U.
Sounds awful.
Bloody desperate. Right then, you look after yourself.
I will.
I'm sure someone will turn up.
Yeah, definitely.
So long, farewell, our feet is in, adieu.
adieu, to yen.
Right then, Deborah. Had a look through your telephone assessment.
Do you think you can help me?
Well, no magic wands, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I thought you'd say that.
I have to admit, I'm a bit concerned about how highly you're scoring on the suicidal ideation. How often are you having these thoughts exactly?
Which ones?
But the suicidal ones.
Every day.
That's quite a lot.
Is it?
Compared to most people. Oh. Have you, I have to ask this, I'm afraid. Have you made any plans?
Plans?
Are you researching ways of ending your life?
Oh, no, I haven't got the energy.
You just have the thoughts?
Just the thoughts, yeah.
Every day?
Every day.
Thoughts can have a very devastating effect, you know, Deborah.
You're telling me?
And if I think you're a danger to yourself...
They help. They help me. I just have the thoughts because they make me feel a bit... calmer, that's all. I wouldn't actually do anything.
I'd like you to start writing things down.
OK.
Write down all the thoughts you're having, however dark or random, and how they make you feel.
I'm not sure I'll be able to keep up with them.
Are they happening now?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
That this is a waste of time. No offence. That you dislike me. That I always fail, so this is pointless.
Maybe the things you consider to be fails aren't fails. Maybe they're good enough.
Well, obviously not, or I wouldn't be sat here.
But perhaps your perspective of events is a little black and white. We'd call that all or nothing thinking.
I call it realistic thinking. I don't mind keeping a diary of thoughts, though. Used to keep diaries when I was a teenager.
Oh, well then.
But I've burnt them all.
Why?
Proof of what a dick I was in black and white. I've tried everything. Yoga, meditation. Then I heard Paul McKenna on the radio talking about trauma and denial. What if you could simply erase all the bad stuff? Chuck out the box without looking inside. So I bought a book and a tape and set about some self-hypnosis. The first instruction was to find a happy place. One very strong memory sprung to mind. I was in a hen party and we were travelling up the M6 to Blackpool for the weekend. Someone told a joke, I can't remember what it was, but I do remember quite clearly turning round in my seat as I laughed and seeing the whole gang cracking up. For one brief moment, there was only joy. And then into my head came the thought that if this were a film, then the very next second, a massive lorry, probably petrol tanker, would smash straight into us. Flames, blackout, cut to mass funeral, POV of corpse as it travels into the incinerator, more flames. Deafening, crushing sound. Felt a little pointless to proceed from there.
I am unlikable, stupid, untrustworthy, deceitful, fickle, unreliable, judgmental, disgusting, hateful, ugly, and I smell like old cupboards. I am a coward.
Well, that's...
I'm a liar.
Good.
And I will always fail. That one seems to be a bit of a favourite.
Is that everything?
That's a sort of top 10, I suppose.
Gosh, quite a list.
I can think of loads of others.
No, that's fine to be going on with. The ones you have are pretty meaty.
Yep.
And what about your negative thoughts about other things? The world around you and the future?
Just the top 10?
Please.
Okay. Humans are basically evil. I wish we could be wiped out as a species. That's two separate ones. I mean, they're connected, but...
I see.
Shall I carry on?
Please.
The world is saturated by overwhelming cruelty And hang on. Things will only get worse.
Right. Those are very negative thoughts.
They're not thoughts, they're facts. I've got more here somewhere.
No, no, I think that might be enough for the moment.
Are you okay?
Yes, yes, I'm fine.
You don't look fine.
No. Can I just check your current employment status?
Unemployed. I'm looking for stuff, but I keep being rejected. Every time I get rejected, I feel a little bit worse.
Oh, it's important to keep trying, though. I'm sure you'll find something eventually.
I just applied for a job as a gallery assistant.
Oh, excellent. You like art?
I like drawing. I did my degree in art history. Mm. Choose differently, now you have to pay 40,000 quid.
Do you still draw?
No, I'm not good enough.
But if you enjoyed it...
I'm not good enough. This exercise aims to help you analyse your thinking and challenge unhelpful thoughts. Section A, activating thought, write about an event or situation in which you felt distressed or upset. Oh no. Re-gallery assistant job application. Dear Miss Fell, thank you for your application. It certainly caught my attention. We would like to invite you to an interview at the gallery on Wednesday. Would 3 o'clock be convenient? Best wishes, Charlie B, director. Hiya, ma'am.
Oh, you sound breezy.
Do I?
What's happened?
Nothing. I've got an interview.
What for?
Gallery assistant.
Your dad said you were going to be a gallery assistant.
I haven't got the job. It's just an interview.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, well, I might get it.
Well, fingers crossed.
I'm a bit worried that... I think they might have mixed me up with someone else.
What makes you think a thing like that?
I don't know, I don't think I can have made a very good first impression.
Well, you obviously did.
Yeah.
Wear something really bright for the interview. It'll help them remember you.
I don't think they'll have much bother remembering me. So, what are you up to tonight?
Oh, fox and hounds. Your dad can't swallow the chips at the lamb.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll tell you who's died. Do you remember Mary Gillespie that used to be a dinner lady at your school?
Yeah.
Mrs. Gillespie, cheerful wee body, tight perm.
Yeah, I remember her, ma'am. I'm not simple. Oh, no, she died.
What? No, she hasn't died. I saw her this morning. A son has, though.
David.
David, that's right. He was a year above you.
He was in my class?
No, he was a year above you.
Ma'am, I sat next to him in maths for 3 years.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's dead.
How?
Cancer.
Oh, no, poor David. What sort of cancer did he have?
Leg.
What?
Leg cancer.
Leg cancer's not a thing. You don't get leg cancer.
Well, he did. He was walking with a stick for a bit. Your dad and me used to pass him in the car sometimes on the way back from the shops. I suppose we should have given him a lift, but you don't like to ask.
That doesn't mean he had leg cancer.
And then he had it amputated. But they can't have cut it all out because he went very quickly downhill.
Maybe he was diabetic. That can happen sometimes.
No, it was definitely cancer. But I'll tell you who's diabetic.
I'm not sure this is working out for me.
Are you finding the exercises difficult?
Yeah, I mean, I understand them and everything, but it's just... when something makes me feel overwhelmingly sad, the last thing I want to do is pick up a pencil...
I know it's difficult.
..and write down a list of evidence to the contrary.
It does get easier.
So much effort. It's harder than washing.
But with practice...
I can't see the point. There's just no point.
What happened to your fingers?
Nothing, why?
Look, they're very pink.
They're flesh-coloured? They're supposed to be that colour?
They just seem very... pink.
Oh, that, yeah. It's germaline ointment. Mm. I've got a stash that my mum gave me when I was little.
Why did you put germaline on all your fingers, Deborah?
Oh, look, it's nothing like that. It's not what you're thinking. Mm. I wasn't trying to shoot myself and the gun backfired and blew up in my hand, so I had to plaster them with germaline.
Well, you've certainly got a lot of it on.
Well, if you're going to do something, you should do it properly.
Ah. Whose voice is that?
What?
The one that says if you do something, you should do it properly.
Mine?
And before that?
Everyone's? Isn't that what everyone says?
Should thoughts fall into one of our negative thinking categories?
Do they?
Mm. Should thoughts. They're unhelpful.
What about I should maybe see a doctor? Or I should probably get away from that bloke that just took his pants off at the bus stop? Look, I cooked some kippers, OK, and they're out of date, so I cooked them both. And then I had to clean the grill pan out because it stank of kippers, so I used a scourer that my mum gave me two Christmases ago, and I've never used a scourer before, and by the time I discovered it was advisable to wear gloves, it was a bit late.
Deborah, how many units of alcohol would you say you consume in a week?
What?
How many
units? Yeah, no, I heard the question and just... I thought we were talking about kippers. I don't know. A few. Not many. I haven't got the constitution.
That's... OK. Let's look at the list of things you agreed you could still take enjoyment from.
I wrote them down. There.
Here we are. Let's see.
I couldn't think of many.
Well, here's one. Family Guy. So you've got that to look forward to.
I don't look forward to it, if I'm honest. It's more that I can stand it. I can stand cartoons. Funny ones. I couldn't stand Watership Down, for instance.
No, and I certainly wouldn't suggest...
Or Animal Farm. Or Bambi.
God, no.
Or even Dumbo, because everyone makes fun of him for having big ears.
Yes. But in the story of Dumbo, he takes the very thing he felt was his weakness and uses it to fly.
It's too late by then. The damage has already been done.
But don't you think the damage can be rectified or transformed?
No, I don't.
I think it would be okay if something terrible had happened, like if I'd had ears the same size as my body. Childhood's a trauma for everyone, isn't it? I don't suppose the things I went through were that different to most. Everyone cries a bit and then you get laughed at and then you learn how to stop crying. You curl your fists into balls and you push down really hard into your cardigan pockets.
Come in, Deborah.
Wow. That's a great view. We're higher up than I thought.
I sit with my back to it most of the time these days, so I can see what I'm doing.
That's a shame.
It is. Can I get you a drink of anything? Coffee or...
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Well, let's crack on then, shall we?
Yeah.
Take a seat. I was very interested to read your application.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. I clicked send by accident. I don't know what I was thinking of. I write things I don't mean all the time. I told all my Facebook friends I was going to kill a load of little parrots the other day. I didn't mean it. I mean, you know, as far as the parrots are concerned, I don't think I'd object to a call. And it's not because I don't like them. It's because I'm worried about the crows. I mean, I was just... I think I might be a bit nervous.
In the second email you sent, in which you apologised for the first and attached your CV...
And I meant that apology. I really did.
You didn't just attach your CV... You attached some photos of trees. Very nice. And an extract of something called My Thought Journal.
No, oh no.
Which I read with interest. In particular, the section which refers to my name. Oh. And I quote, I wonder what the B stands for. Probably Ball Bag. Charlie Ball Bag's Gallery.
I'm so sorry.
You then go on to speculate that perhaps my surname rhymed with Charlie, in which case I would have been well within my rights to shorten it, as I may still be carrying the trauma from boyhood taunts. Suggested possibility? Charlie Barley.
This isn't going very well, is it?
You must be the most accident-prone person in the world, having accidentally sent a job application saying that you hated being part of a team, and then minutes later sending an apology and accidentally attaching a document which accuses your future employer of being a ball bag.
Do those windows open?
No, I'm afraid you'd have to run straight through them. Should we have a quick look at your CV while you're here?
Hello, miss. How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
Can you spare a minute for children with cancer?
Sorry.
Just take 2 minutes.
No, it won't.
Oh, you seem like a nice person.
OK, listen. You want my money?
It's more about raising awareness.
You want me to set up a direct debit for a small amount, which I will hardly miss, from my account into your charities every month.
Not so.
Let me tell you something. First of all, I'm unemployed at the moment. I'm very unlikely to be employed in the near future, as I just pretty much call my prospective employer a ball bag. Second, and more importantly, I don't give a shit about people. I'm one myself, so I know how bloody awful they are. I have direct debits coming out of my account, which is dangerously overdrawn, by the way, for the RSPCA, the World Wildlife Fund, Dogs Trust, Greyhound Rescue, and something to do with donkeys.
So you're an animal lover?
I am, yes. I am a skint, overly empathetic animal lover. I give money to help animals that we, humans, have abused or mistreated and left for dead. Those are my priorities. I couldn't give a rat's arse about people or cancer. We are the cause of the world's problems, and if the world wants to give us cancer as a payback, then I think that's fair enough.
I see your point, but...
And what's so special about kids? Hey, we're obsessed with saving children. In litter of pups, in the wild, do you think they all survive? Haven't you heard of natural selection?
But those are animals, in the wild.
Oh, for God's sake, why can't we let people die? Just let the cancer kids die.
OK, I'm sorry I stopped you. I didn't mean to upset you.
I'm not upset.
You seem really upset.
I'm not upset. I've just had a really, really bad day.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I haven't been sex trafficked or tortured, and I haven't got cancer. But I can't remember the last time I wanted to get up in the morning. My life is completely worthless. So am I. So please, just leave me alone. All I want to do is go to Tesco's for some semi-skim milk. I'm sorry, I just...
Miss, don't go. Look out!
Sorry, I'm sorry!
So, let's have a look at your exercises for the week and see how you're getting on. Great. Let's see. Oh, good. Good. You've really got the hang of this.
Thanks, but I'm getting a bit confused. My brain's a bit... I'm finding it really hard to understand what we're doing or applying the lessons.
Let's have a look. A for activating thought, Tesco's milk and dairy section. C for consequences, paralysis. Now, B for beliefs and thoughts. I will never get out of here. I'm going to be stuck here forever and people will just have to go round me. I will become a living statue. Mm. There is something unexpected in the bagging area. Do you wish to continue? Do you wish to continue? Do you wish to continue? Most distressing or hot thought, becoming a living statue.
I don't like them. The ones they have now don't even stay still. They just wear masks so you can't see their faces moving. Mm. And they sit on them weird chair things that makes it look like they're floating in midair, and it involves no skill whatsoever.
You seem quite disturbed about living statues.
I am.
Let's have a look at D for disputation. List the factual evidence for this hot thought. I will become a living statue. And you've written, check the CCTV, and for factual evidence against it, you wrote none.
Yeah.
But you obviously managed to leave the store because you're here today.
Yeah, but it took me ages. I'm getting slower.
But even if you're slow, you're still moving, so you can't be a living statue.
I can. I am on the inside. I feel like a stagnant pond.
E for evaluation. Replace the hot thought with a helpful thought. And your helpful thought is one day I will die.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how helpful that is as a thought.
Very helpful. I find it soothing.
Yet most people would find it quite a distressing thought.
Horses for courses.
Deborah, if I believe that you may be a danger to yourself, I have to inform your GP, who may then have to take further action.
Like upping the drugs? That might not be a bad idea, actually.
No, like admitting you to hospital.
Hospital? But there's nothing wrong with me. It makes sense how I feel.
I wish I had a different mind with better thoughts. I wish I'd been a student at Cambridge and cycled around with one of them stripy scarves flapping behind me. I wish I'd sat on a blanket with a tall boyfriend in a grassy quadrangle and talked about philosophy. I wish that I had learned all the incredible things and that I could remember their every detail so that my head would now be full of jewels. Ancient Rome, Henry VIII, the Dead Sea Scrolls. I wish my mind were a palace where I could wander peacefully for hours and wonder at the glinting things. I wish it was not just broken glass.
I think I'm getting worse. I'm sorry, but I was wondering if there was another type of therapy that I could try.
There's such a long waiting list for anything else, I'm afraid.
A friend of mine from school just died. Some sort of cancer.
That must have been upsetting news.
It was, yeah. It was really upsetting.
Oh, of course.
But I wasn't upset that he was dead. I was upset that he died and I didn't.
You know, you've still got a few sessions left with me. We could concentrate on those deep-seated negative beliefs.
I'm tired. I feel really beaten up.
I think you should continue with the CBT for a bit.
Why am I allowed to be alive when David Gillespie isn't?
When I first started out, I wasn't sure about CBT. Not sure at all. But I had this one lecture that opened my mind to the possibilities. It was from one of the head nurses at the Maudsley, and CBT was his thing. He really believed it could change the way people think and behave and therefore feel.
Go on.
He told us that most nights after work, he used to go to a pub in Elephant and Castle for a quick drink before he went home. He noticed after a while that the same elderly gentleman was sitting in the same corner whenever he was there. One evening, he stayed on for an extra pint, and the old man stood up on the dot of six and rang a little bell. Then he sat down again. It was business as usual. Well, the next time the nurse was there, he stayed a bit longer, and sure enough, on the dot of six, the old man stood up, rang his bell, sat down again. Well, the nurse's curiosity got the better of him, and he asked the barman whether the old man did the same thing every night. Yes, said the barman, every night the same for as long as he could remember. So the nurse sat next to the old man and asked him why he rang his bell. And the old man said that he had to do it. If he rang his bell every day on the dot of six, it would keep the crocodiles out of Elephant and Castle. And the nurse said that there are no crocodiles in Elephant and Castle. And the old man said, exactly. And the worst thing was, he lived in Scotland.
So what happened?
problem, don't you see? He'd associated his bell ringing with the lack of crocodiles, because in all the time he'd been ringing his bell, there'd been no crocodiles.
Yeah, but what happened?
Well, the nurse managed to change his behaviour, unlink the links he'd made. Obsessive-compulsive disorder responds extremely well to CBT.
I haven't got OCD.
No. No, you haven't.
I'm worried about that old man now. He might be sitting in a tiny house in Scotland, bored out of his mind with no reason to live.
I'm sure he's fine.
His wife might have died.
His wife?
I bet he really liked that pub. Maybe he enjoyed ringing the bell, you know, it made him feel important.
But it was unhelpful behaviour.
Unhelpful to who?
To him.
I'm done.
I'm not sure it's wise for you just to leave.
OK, here's the thing. Depressed people are like the opposite of parrots or budgies or whatever the hell they are. We're quiet and invisible, like ghosts. If there were to be a cull of humans, we would probably, and here's the irony, survive the whole thing. Because the killers would either just not see us or not perceive us as a threat. They'd instinctively know that if you can barely be bothered to pull up your own pants, you're probably not going to lead the resistance army. So not only can we not live a full and fruitful life, we can't even get ourselves annihilated.
Have you ever tried meditating?
I'm sorry if I've wasted your time.
Where are you going?
To buy myself a bell.
Do you need any help at all?
I'm looking for pencils.
What do you want to do with them?
Oh, just some sketching, I suppose.
And what do you normally use?
I don't really. I haven't drawn anything in years.
Not a problem. We've got a special on this little tin of 6 Derwents.
Oh, Derwent.
Do you like Derwent pencils?
I like Derwent Lick.
Well, you've got lots of choice for these. But to be honest, I tend to use a 3B for pretty much everything.
I'll take them.
And you'll need a sketch pad. This one's cheap and cheerful.
Seems a bit big for starting out.
Well, small sketchbooks are a waste of time. There's a lot to draw out there. Well, how about this one? It'd fit in your bag, but it's big enough to do different perspectives on the same page.
I'm not sure
I... Yeah, you know, like if you're sketching an object or a person or anything, I suppose, you can just have a quick go from one angle and then a quick go from another. Fastest way to learn about the real shape of things. Something can look completely different on one side than it does on the other.
There's these rocks near my mum and dad's house that look like a lady playing a grand piano, but only for a second. As soon as you've driven past, it's just a load of rocks.
Do you have a sharpener?
I do somewhere, yeah. I might need a rubber, though.
Not selling you a rubber.
Why not?
What's the point? Make mistakes, draw over them, start again.
But...
if you start trying to make everything perfect, you're not going to enjoy yourself.
Thanks. You're very... kind.
Most people are, if you get them in the right light.
Hello?
Hello?
Is it me you're looking for?
Dad, it's me.
I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile.
Dad.
You're all I ever wanted and my arms are open wide. Is that Deborah?
There are only 20.
Deborah, your mum's listening on the other handset.
Hiya, Mum.
Oh, Deborah, this is a pleasant surprise.
I've got some good news.
Oh, that's what we like to hear. What's happened?
I got that job.
The tour guide?
The gallery assistant.
Did you?
Yeah. It doesn't start for a few weeks, but...
Oh, that's good. Will it be in an office?
No, I'm a gallery assistant. It's in a gallery.
Oh, in a gallery.
Gallery, eh?
Can't believe it. I thought he hated me.
Who?
Charlie B, the bloke that interviewed me.
Charlie B sounds like a rapper. Doesn't anyone use the full names anymore?
Well, it just goes to show. He must have liked you after all. I mean, you never know what other folks are thinking, do you?
No, I suppose not. He said he thought that I was refreshingly original.
Oh, that's nice.
And that he liked the photos of the trees I'd sent.
Temporary, is it?
3 months. If it works out, maybe longer.
And is that what you want?
Think so, yeah.
Well then, it's made our day. We're delighted.
We are. Do you have to wear a uniform?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
What colour? Not black.
Never mind bloody black. She could be in a monkey suit. What's it matter?
Look, I better go.
Are you off, lad?
Yeah, I've got some stuff to arrange.
Oh, well.
Goodbye, farewell, Alfreda's adieu.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you.
To the East Coast service to Edinburgh, arriving to Edinburgh Waverley at 1600 hours. We shall be cruising today at an altitude of approximately 30,000 feet. Just
lie down, Gandalf. Lie down, good lad. Sorry, you don't mind dogs, do you?
No, I love dogs. Can I pat him?
Aye. Oh, he likes you.
Oh, he's lovely. Wow, blue eyes.
Did that announcer just say we were going to be cruising at 30,000 feet?
He did, yeah.
Is that a sketchbook? Can I have a look?
Oh, there's not much. I've only just started, really.
Wow, these are great. Are you an artist, then?
God, no. I'm a gallery assistant, or I will be when I get back.
Amazing. Who's this?
Just an old man. Don't know him.
In a pub?
Yeah.
With a...
crocodile.
Wow, that's unusual. Is it his pal, the crocodile?
It could go either way.
And is this a different old man, or the same?
Different. They're all different. It depends which pub I go in.
Here, you better take it back before I get dog biscuits all over it.
Thanks.
Whereabouts in Scotland are you headed?
I don't know yet.
Get yourself away up in the Highlands. You can draw yourself loads of wee old Scottish blokes, eh?
Yeah, in all the different pubs.
Drinking with his wee pal, the crocodile. Maybe you'll even find yourself a muse.
I think I already have.
Sometimes I hardly notice where I am, but I know exactly where I am today. And when I see a dry patch of heather, I sit down and my perspective changes. I'm dog height. The ferns are as tall as me and they make a swishy foreground to my view. I'm part of the world again. The real world, the world of warm earth and insects, not the one made up of only thoughts and sadness. I am an animal. I do not need to try to be happy. I am an animal, watching other animals. It is enough.
In Do You Wish to Continue, Deborah was played by Christine Entwistle, the Assessor by Melody Grove, the Counsellor, Pippa Haywood, Dad and Charlie B, Geoffrey Whitehead, Ma'am, Anne Reed, and the Chugger and Shop Assistant by Joseph Arkley. Do You Wish to Continue was written by Christine Entwistle and was a BBC Scotland production directed by Kirsty Williams.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.